1966. Precise dates are hard to come by. But whereas most of his stories debuted in the San Francisco Examiner, for whom Bierce worked as journalist and editor, Diagnosis was first published in the New York Journal on December 8, 1901, and in book form in his self-edited Collected Works, published in 1909. It's a typically terse offering from Mr. Bierce, but as usual, what it lacks in length it more than makes up for in atmosphere. Being given notice of your imminent demise by your doctor may be bad enough, but when the warning is delivered by a clinician who has already shuffled off his own mortal coil, what then? The Cask of Amontillado forms one-third of a kind of trilogy in the work of Edgar Allan Poe, alongside The Telltale Heart and The Black Cat. All three stories are notable for being first-person murder narratives, in which Poe gives us no clear information about who the narrator is or to whom the narrative is being addressed. In The Cask, he at least gives us names and some hints in both the opening sentence, one of the most well-known in Poe's writing, and in the sentence immediately following it. I'll quote from the story. "The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as best I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge."